Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Last year, we were all reminded of the necessary and, yes, essential work of nurses. 2020 was the 200th anniversary of the birth of modern nursing's founder, Florence Nightingale. Nightingale is the protagonist in an audio novella called Wild Swan, a story of Florence Nightingale, which takes place in the period before the Crimean War and before Nightingale's most famous contributions to nursing. It focuses on a formative time leading up to her decision to devote her life to medicine. The Audible original was written by author Patty Callahan. It's narrated by Emmy, Tony, and Grammy winner Cynthia Erivo. Here's a clip. Nightingale is on her way to meet the Queen to ask a favor. She's being led by the Prime Minister, Lord Palmerston, who thinks women should stick to embroidery and tea, and tells Nightingale not to bother the Queen with insignificant facts and exaggerations.
I stopped, appalled, my heart beating in my wrists and temples. Exaggerations. He merely stared at me. Lord Palmerston, I said slowly. I had faced worse than him in the drudgery of war and blood and misery. Did you visit Scutari? Did you travel across the sea to see your men in the mud and filth of that hospital? Did you... I took a breath. Did you beg for water and trade your essentials for food? I meant to go on, but he held up his hand for me to be quiet. We'd reached the large wooden double doors. I did not, Miss Nightingale. I was serving the essential needs here in our country. Do not believe that merely because you wiped the brows of our men and you're lauded by the populace that you can speak to me or the Queen with derision. It is far from derision. I love our country, and unless you consider dying in a room filled with waste and refuse on a cold floor only feet from another, frivolous, I am here with the utmost respect.
Cynthia joined us on Wednesday to talk about the audio novella. We recorded the interview when the live show was preempted by news. She was also joined by Audible's Vice President of Urban Innovation, Aisha Glover. To coincide with the release of the audio novella, the Audible-sponsored restaurant coalition Newark Working Kitchens donated meals to workers at Newark University Hospital. I started the conversation by asking Cynthia what decisions she had to make when acting as both the narrator and a character.
I think it's just subtle changes in the voice and in the intention, because as a narrator, you're sort of on looking in and seeing what's going on and making sure that those who are paying attention, listening, watching, reading are going with you on the journey. Whereas as Florence, as the first person, you're in the story. You're experiencing it as it happens. So I guess that the idea is to make sure when speaking as Florence, you don't give the story away too soon, that you are discovering just as much as everybody else is along at the same time. There are small distinctions to do that. It's voice, but it's mostly intention. One is intended to take you, one is intended to show you.
You know? Aisha, what does Nightingale, what does this project represent during a global pandemic?
Oh, goodness. I feel like there probably has never been a more important time to kind of celebrate nurses and frontline workers. We are by nature really into storytelling because of what we do. And I think making sure that we're amplifying stories and voices that have not always been heard has really been critical during the pandemic. Is an issue overall, but I think particularly during the pandemic. And we at Audible kind of marking the release of Wild Swan with a donation to frontline workers at University Hospital. And I think it just dovetails really nicely. There are so many hidden people and hidden voices throughout the pandemic. And this is a small way for us to really make sure that the Newark Working Kitchens, which is where the meal donations are coming through, continue to shine a light on the need for us to really save businesses. So Newark Working Kitchens, launched in April as a COVID response. We keep the restaurants open by guaranteeing a certain number of meals to be purchased. And then those meals go to our Newark neighbors that include the food insecure, senior housing, public housing, and frontline workers. So really privileged to be able to provide meals to University Hospital today, but really since the start of the pandemic in April.
Cynthia, there's a note at the end of the story that says Florence Nightingale wouldn't want to have been memorialized or idolized in any way. So as you thought about her life when you were thinking about this project, how did you find the balance between seeing her as a historical figure, which she is, and a human being?
You know, I think that for me, it was difficult to see her as a historical figure. I think it's written so beautifully, and I think it's the first time I've seen Florence as a young woman. She was so young when it was all happening, and I've never heard that point of view. For me, it feels like Florence has been like, I don't know, 40 every time you've met her. And
yes,
this time I realized that she was so young when she was doing her work and when she discovered what her calling was, that you kind of, it was difficult to see her as anything other than human. You know, a human being who found her calling and really wanted to help others. And I think that's due to how beautifully it was written, to be honest. You felt her. You felt her sort of almost desperation to follow what her heart and her mind and her head were telling her that she needed to do. And her faith, really, as well. I think it's really special in that way, that you feel the human being all the way through.
The narrative jumps around a bit, but one of the earliest stories we hear of Nightingale is about her pet owl, Athena, who she rescued from a group of kids who were just being awful to the owl. And while she was traveling in Greece, and she sort of jumps in the middle of it in her broken Greek. What do you think this owl story reveals about Florence Nightingale?
That she was kind, that, for want of a better term, was a bleeding heart. You know, everybody and everything deserved help and care. And I think that from the offset, that moment where she saved the owl from those who would want to harm her, is a moment where Florence shows that it doesn't matter how small or big or whether or not you're an animal or a human, if you are in need, that's where she's drawn to. I thought that's probably one of my favorite parts of the story, and that you get to sort of see her pet owl all the way through is really, really quite sweet. I was very sad when she lost her.
My guests are actor Cynthia Erivo and Aisha Glover, Vice President of Urban Development at Audible. We're talking about the Audible novella Wild Swan. I'm curious, Aisha, you know, it's interesting because with the pandemic, you were talking about the delivering of meals. I think we've heard people say over and over again, it has just magnified problems that already existed within our culture and our cities. And, you know, people know Audible is based in Newark. And I know that Audible has really made a commitment to the city. What are some of the other projects that you're working on?
It's a humbling moment for me to be joining Audible because I previously led economic development under Mayor Baraka and never thought I'd be on the corporate side. But I've witnessed firsthand how honest and intentional they are about their investments in the city that, quite frankly, don't feel charitable, right? So even Newark Working Kitchens is a disruptive economic model. And so if you think about how you can bring some of that innovation to more traditional philanthropy, that was one of the things that really made me excited about joining the team at Audible. So one other thing that we provided during COVID was Audible Stories. So it's just stories.audible.com, but it's a free service that makes hundreds of our titles in 8 languages most suitable for listening with children, available completely free of charge. So again, not just thinking about how can we write a check, but how can we leverage the service that we already provide, particularly during these times. Another great example is bringing additional technical assistance and business support services to startups, small entrepreneurs, minority and women-owned businesses in the city that may otherwise have challenges accessing funding and assistance and kind of navigating the behemoth of all the public resources that have become available.
Cynthia, you're playing Florence Nightingale in this Audible novella, but I have to say I follow you on Instagram, and I know it was your birthday recently. And on one of your birthday posts was one of the first images of you as Aretha Franklin from the Aretha series.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, what did you think when you, I mean, we've been talking about playing historical figures. What did you think when you landed that part?
It's like an equal part excitement and fear in the best way. I guess I always say that I always end up jumping in the deep end. I never take the easy route, and this was not an easy role to play. But it was a huge honor because Aretha was a hero of mine, and it was a huge responsibility to try and tell her story as truthfully as I possibly could. So when I found out that I'd be playing the role, sort of my mind went into like overdrive. I was like, okay, right, time to do the research, time to look at the interviews, time to watch her performances even closer than I had before, and to just be as open to storytelling of it as I possibly could. It was definitely an experience.
Well, it's just interesting when you think about all the work that you've been doing with Aretha, and then the part you're playing where you're playing a princess from Africa who was given to Queen Victoria, who changed her name, to this story of Florence Nightingale. Are you drawn to these historical pieces, or has this just happened to be what your world has been recently?
I think it's just what's happened, what my world has just been recently. We're coming up to newer people. For me, it's just, I think I have a penchant, that's the word, for stories where the central character, the woman, has a want and a need, and those stories that haven't really been told fully, I just am drawn to them, and I always want to try and tell those stories as fully as possible. I just happen to be lucky enough to be trusted with them.
My guests have been Cynthia Erivo and Aisha Glover, Vice President of Urban Development at Audible. The name of the Audible novella is Wild Swan, A Story of Florence Nightingale. Aisha and Cynthia, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.